Rav Leibler, Pashas Ve'era. Rav Leibler here is teaching a very big yesod in how to redeem not just the Jewish people. We're not quite sure how to do that on such a large scale. I'm waiting for Yeshua's Hashem. But to redeem one another, students and friends and children. And we learn everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, every level of Yeshua, every level of redemption, of salvation, we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the parsha begins in an extraordinary way, which Rav Leibler points to. V'yidaber lukim el Moshe v'yomer elav ani Hashem. You know, we have to be very careful when Shemus of Hashem are being used, which name of Hashem is being used at that time. So here it says, Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe, that Elokim spoke to Moshe, Vayomer Lav, and he said to Moshe, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Now remember that at the end of Parashat Shmos, things are not getting better, things are getting worse. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Me'oz Bazi al Paro, since I came to Paro in your name, Hatzala Hitzalta, it hasn't gotten better, it's gotten worse. And the Baruch Shalom tells him at the end of the parasha that you're going to see that there's going to be a Yeshua, there's going to be a redemption. And he begins this parasha with Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Obviously it's telling us that somehow the Yeshua, the Geula, is going to take place through that name, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ani Hashem. But why does it begin with such strong language? Elokim, you know, means, everybody knows, means din, means gvur, means strength, means judgment, severity. Vayedaber also, as opposed to vayomer, the word dibur means a lashon kosher. Dibur is a strong manner of speaking. And then vayomer, it softens up, vayomer, ani Hashem, which is the name of compassion, of rachman. Hine lo nimtza kolashon hazeh b'chol ha'Torah. Reb Leibler says we don't find this type of lashon, we don't find this pasuk in the entire Tanakh. Ki b'chol haschol es dibur l'moshe k'siv v'yedaber Hashem l'moshe. The usual formula for Hashem addressing Moshe Rabbeinu is v'yedaber Hashem l'moshe l'ayna. V'yedaber Hashem, it's always yud kei vav kei, v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe l'ayna, to tell the Jewish people. The Kan, it says v'yedaber Elokim. Here it begins with Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe. V'kan Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe v'yomer lav ani Hashem, I am Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he explains, he says, Yesh Leimer Shu Inyan Echad im Hashagam B'Briyas Ha'olam Maschil Breishas Bar Elokim. There are different stages in creation, in history, till the end of time, which Rav Leibler in the last paragraph, beginning with the word Shbishloisha Mekomis, we're going to talk about more specifically. But there are different stages. There's creation, there's the redemption from Mitzrayim, and then there's the final redemption. Then there's the final redemption, which is going to take place with Mashiach Tzidkenu. And Rav Leibler says that if we look carefully at Briyas Ha'olam, at the first stage, creation itself, then we find that this is the term that's being used. Breishis bar Elokim. The name Havaya, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, will only appear later on. But creation itself was an act that took place with the name Elokim. Breishis bar Elokim. That's what he says. Mashagam bebriyas ha'olam maschil breishis bar Elokim. Now, you know that later on, which is pointed out in Rashi at the beginning, later on, it says, B'yayim HaSayis Hashem Elokim. Then, later on, it says, B'yayim HaSayis Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim. So there are two stages in creation. There's the initial stage, which the name Elokim is revealed as the name of creation, Bereishis Bara Elokim. And then there's the revelation of B'yayim HaSayis Havaya Elokim, Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim. So Chazal, of course, teach, V'amru Chazal, Shebetchila Ola B'machshava Livreis B'midas Hadin. Everybody is familiar with this Chazal, that initially, Ola B'machshava, that arose in the divine mind of Hashem to create the world with the Midah of Elokim, with the Midah of Din. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world would not be able to exist, would not be able to live up to the expectations, to the standards, to the severity of Elokim of Din, Shita of Midas HaRachman, Hashem combined, Hashem joined with the name Elokim, He joined the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shita of Midas HaRachman. Which of course doesn't mean, as all the Svarim explained, Maral and all the Kadamayim, doesn't mean that Hashem thought, oh, let me try this and I'll try that. Chas v'chalila. But the Seder HaBriya, the way that Hashem created the world is in such a way that there was the initial Ratzon Kivyachol, the will, was one of Elokim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshatev, the Midas HaRachmim, he wrote the name Yudkei Vavkei to be Yom HaSeis Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim, to precede the name Elokim, because a world cannot exist, the world would not be able to exist in that powerful, demanding light of the name Elokim of Din. Ki nefesh harishon shenivra ba'olam hu adam harishon yitzir kapov shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first human being who ever lived was Adam Harishon. And Adam Harishon, of course, is yitzir kapov shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't have human parents. He was created, he was formed by the Baruch Shalom himself. Bevadai leinela me'enav kimat rega hanhogas habarius baruch b'chol tenua. Certainly, Rav Leibler says, Adam Harishon didn't forget for a moment in his life. Not for one moment could he forget. The hanhogas Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence is to be felt, is apparent in every single motion, every movement, every gesture. He couldn't for a moment ignore the presence of Hashem and Hashem's constant involvement in all things. Another Marishan certainly could not ignore, could not forget for a moment how every single detail of creation is filled with the light of Hashem. Hayim avura l'neged einav hashgachas habarius baruch shamay. To Adam Harishon, hashgachas Hashem was not a mystery. It wasn't a question of struggling to believe, to be able to see in his mind's eye. It was mavura l'neged einav. It was clear. It was in front of his eyes every single moment. V'chein haye k'seder hadayris. And so it was. At the beginning, in those generations, the beginning of Kedushas Yisrael, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, V'Yud Beis, Shiftei Yishurim. And so it was with the Avos and the 12 tribes, Asher lo yizoz mineged einehem. God's presence never left their eyes for a moment. They never felt detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras, V'Raymimus Hashem, B'chol Prat Dover. They experienced, they saw, they felt the greatness of Hashem in every single detail of their lives. Ubemes kein hu bedin. And Rabbi Leibler says, kein hu bedin means this is the way it should be. This is the din. This is proper. This is reality. This is the way it should be. In an ideal world, this is the way each and every one of us would experience Hashem. Kein hu bedin. Ubemes, he says, kein hu bedin. Ki rak letzarech hazeh nivra ha'adam ba'ilam hazeh. Because this is the purpose of man's life. To be able to see, to experience, to be aware of Hashem's presence every single moment. That's what's expected of man. Va'anhoge zu hi kamay sha'ol v'machshav v'livrei bedin. This is the deeper meaning of what Chazal meant when they said that the world begins with the name Elokim, because this is the Olav HaMachshava, this is what Hashem's plan is. This is the original plan. Original doesn't mean that it's been shelved. It doesn't mean that it's been put aside. It means this is the pnimius, the inner will of Hashem, is that this din be observed, this reality, this din, this clarity, where a human being experiences Hashem, feels His presence in the clearest way, which is what din means. Din means to clarify. That's what the meaning of din is. That's the purpose of din. Din means this is, these two esrogim look like they're okay. This one is kosher, this one's pasul. It means two situations that seem to resemble one another, and the koach of din comes along, and that's what gevura means. The koach, the strength of din, is to say, this is permitted, this is forbidden. This is light, and this is darkness, although one could be confused. That's the power of din, ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, to distinguish between one and the other. So in truth, this is the purpose of man's existence, and man was created in that way, of ol b'machshava b'midas ha-din, that a human being should be able to use his koach ha-seichel, his intellect, to distinguish, to know the difference between right and wrong, and to see before his eyes the truth every single moment, and to reject that which is false. On the ma'achashe gamza is gazer chachmos yisbarach. However, although this is the gzeiris Hashem, that a human being accomplished this in his life, nevertheless, Hashem also decreed something which appears to be the opposite. Hashem decreed sheyerdu avaseinu l'mitzrayim. Hashem decreed that our ancestors should descend into Egypt. After all of that din, after all of that clarity, after all of that crystal clear way of seeing Elokus godliness, Hashem Yisbarach decreed that this family, that this people, who have such a koach of din, have such an ability to know the truth, that they would descend into a place where that vision would be completely obscured, would be blurred. Sheyerdu avaseinu Mitzrayim shu tachlis hayirida v'ahelim v'ashiflis. Mitzrayim, which we spoke about last week, which is the tachlis hayirida, which is the lowest possible reality in this world, v'ahelim v'ashiflis. It's the place of greatest concealment and shiflus, of ugliness, so on. V'ahayu aleim ha'memsholam yiparo melech Mitzrayim. And instead of feeling every single moment and seeing the malchus of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem and the malchus' kingdom, instead they became subjects in the malchus of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Sheyatachlus ahipach, which is the opposite. V'kashe kvarbola ahelim hagodl v'tachlus ayirida kazais. And when they entered and they already descended into this terrible, terrible confusion, this darkness, this concealment. Nevertheless, Hashem's will was to bring them back, to help them. Of course, they would have to want to. But to bring them back to the initial clarity by virtue of their bechira, of their choice, and should they choose with an iserusa de la sata, with an awakening from below, to want to come back, that Hashem would help them to achieve through their own struggle, through their own hard work, to achieve that clarity that they once had. This resembles man's descent into this world. when before the neshama, before the soul descends into this world, it's like Olah B'Machshava, that we're living in that way of Olah B'Machshava, the divine will, the divine mind, which is what? Which is the clarity that the neshama has before it descends into the world. Then the soul is sent into this world, and the neshama entering into this world is the same as the Jewish people going into Mitzrayim. And the purpose of being in Mitzrayim, the purpose of the neshama being in this world, is by using the neshama's own kaiches, and together with Siyata Deshmaya, of course with help from Hashem, to be able to restore that clarity, to be able to achieve that kind of clarity. So he says that B'chalzos hayiratzna Hashem Zorach lachzil m'sharish ha-kedusha v'inyin hazehu l'malim min ha-seder shalai anhoge b'midas ha-din. So now we're no longer talking about functioning in a way of pure midas ha-din. Everybody knows that in Mitzrayim, Hashem helped us. We couldn't move. We didn't know what to do. We felt stuck. And Hashem, as Chazal say, and the Sfarim talk about, the Pesukim and Shir HaShirim, Medalig El Ahar, Mekapetz El HaGros, that Hashem leaped over mountains and jumped over hills, meaning that Hashem skipped the normal requirement that men initiate everything in this world. And Hashem Yisbarach was Ma'ir us. He awakened us with the Midas HaRachamim, with that Midah of compassion, of love, because man could no longer, the Jewish people were no longer surviving with the Midas HaDin. We were no longer able to, we were not able to bring ourselves back. We were stuck. So Hashem Yisbarach saw that the Jewish people, just like when he created the world, he saw the Kivyachol, the world cannot exist in the light of pure Din. So therefore he joined and he brought the name Yukevavke before the name Elohim, Yom HaSais, Hashem Elohim. So too, when he created the Jewish people, which is the second stage of creation, creation of the world and creation of the, of Am Yisrael, the Jewish people. So when he created the Jewish people, he was in such a way also that the Jewish people were not able to survive that powerful reality of Midas HaDin. So Hashem introduced into our lives the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaRachamim. The Seder, the Pnimius, that Seder of Midas HaDin, could not bring about the existence of Am Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem Yisbarach revealed the Midas HaRachamim, his Midah of compassion of love. Hanirmas b'shem Havaya Baruch Hu, which is the name Yudkei Vavke. Shuhu Midas HaRachamim, which is the Midah of compassion. L'rachem al b'riyaisav, tev rachmanis, on his creatures, l'ha'aloisa mitachlas ha'yirida, to lift them up, to give them that boost, that charge, to lift them up from that place of yirida. They were being crushed by din. They weren't surviving the din. L'shayrish ha'kedusha, to bring them to the point of kedusha, to give them a chance to achieve kedusha. Again, that doesn't mean, and all of you I'm sure are familiar with the whole Yontiv of Pesach and Sfiras Ayim and Shavuos. Even though it's true that Pesach Hashem grabbed us and lifted us up out of Mitzrayim, even though we were failing. And as you know, if it would have been another moment, as the Ari HaKadosh taught, if it would have been another moment, we wouldn't have been able to be taken out. So we were completely dependent upon Rachmi Hashem, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, to pull us out. That does not mean that we could, we would be forever able to continue existing, with the koach of that, free boost that Hashem gave us. And that's what Sfiras Omer, of course, is all about. That's why the night of Pesach is called Leil HaSeder. Even though the whole night is not Masudah, it's not in proper order. As all the Sfarim point out, even the Simanim, what do we say the Simanim? Kadesh Urchatz, right? That's completely out of order. As all the Sfarim say, Kadesh means sanctity, means holiness. Urchatz, right, in Halacha, of course, means Kiddush, right? Urchatz means what? Washing, the hands. The first washing. So all the Sfarim point out that this is the opposite of the normal Seder. The normal Seder, the normal order is that a person has to rinse himself off, he has to go to a mikveh, he has to remove the evil, sur meira, and only afterwards can he achieve what? Kadesh, can he achieve holiness. The Pesach night is confusing, because there, Kadesh, the Rebbeinu Shlom infuses into us this shock of Kedusha. This unbelievable dosage of Kedusha. So then we think, this is fantastic. This is great. So we would love to just ride it along with that until 120, but the Baruch Shalom doesn't work with us that way. Because even though he brought the Midas HaRachamim, it's still connected to the Midas HaDin. After Yud Kei Vav Kei comes the period of Elohim. The period of Elohim on the calendar is, of course, Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer means put your act together. Get your life together. Chesed, Gvur, Tifes, Netzach, Hayd, Yisayid, Malchus. You have to work on yourself. To be Zaycheh, to receive the Torah, and HaSinai. To receive the Torah is not stam. You have to be worthy to receive the Torah. But the night of Pesach is an awesome night of Kadesh Urchatz. It's not Masudah. It's not with the Seder. And afterwards, things return to the Seder. This is how Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world, Olah b'machshava, that the initial thought was din, which is the way to be worthy, everything to be clear and perfect and beautiful. And that's how things began. Even in the state of Hadaris, he says, with Adam HaRishon, despite the problems and difficulties, but B'derech Klal, Adam and then the Ovis and the Shvatim began with that clarity. Then Hashem, just like the world, suddenly the world descended into darkness, so too the Jewish people descended into Egypt, to understand that if not for the Racham Hashem, if not for Hashem's love and compassion, man could not achieve anything. So so Hashem's Baruch does come to rescue us from the oblivion. But then he tells us, okay, that's the name Yudkei Vavkei, but now comes the time of Elokim, which means hard work, which means improving your lives. So that's what the Rebbe of Label is explaining here. Ein ha'olam miskayim means that something, it can't last forever. You know, even with a child, you could scare a child with a midas adin. In other words, you could use just discipline and give a patch and scream, and maybe that day the kid will do what he's told to do because he's frightened. But ein ha'olam miskayim, like that. You can't have a kiyum. The child cannot go on being good with pure din. A child can't continue in that way. Chanoich lanar al pi darkov gam kiyaskin liyosim. And Shlomo Melch says in Mishlei that the child has to be taught in such a way that he'll be able to live that way even when he's older. not in that way that of the child who's being threatened and he feels the pressure of din upon him. And the moment the din disappears and he's back to his old ways, nothing was internalized. Nothing actually changed inside of him. He was just frightened. He was bullied. So Reb Leibel says that ein ha'olam miskayim. You can't have a kiyum for me to say din. Just din will not have a kiyum. Screaming, yelling, carrying on. I'm talking about din, how we exercise, not the Baruch Shalom. Carrying on, you might get the result for the moment and you might be very proud of yourself. Look at that. You see that? My child went to bed. Look at that. The fact that you had to torture the kid, you know, that's why they say there's a Vart from Rishna. In the Nusach Ashkenaz, when you go to sleep, Kriyash Malamita says, and also by Marv, Hashkivenu, it says, Hashkivenu Malkeinu. It says, our king put us to sleep. But the Rishna said, the Chassidim don't say, they say, Hashkivenu Avinu Lashon. You ask your father to put you to sleep. And the Rishna says, who wants a king to put, you want to be put to sleep by a king? A pachad. Your parents brought you to the world, you want your mommy and daddy to put you to sleep. He says, Ashkevenu Avinu L'Shalom is that a father puts a child to sleep. A parent puts a child to sleep. The same one that brought you Neshama into this world sends you Neshama for a little bit of a break from this world. That's Ashkevenu Avinu L'Shalom because Malchus can't have a kiyum without the loving compassionate of Avinu Malkeinu. So you see that even in the Seder there, that Allah b'machshavta, maybe it would just be Malkeinu, but Hashem put the Avinu before the Malkeinu. In the Nusach v'adavening also, the Rachman and the compassion comes before the Din. Avinu comes before Malkeinu. Slach lono Avinu ki chatanu, mechoy lono Malkeinu ki fashanu. Is Avinu and Malkeinu. If it would just be Malkeinu, see, a king can frighten someone. A king can threaten someone, but in terms of it having a kiyum that it should last and that the person wants to be that kind of a person, that's only Hashkivenu Avinu, that's Avinu Malkeinu, not with the Midas Adin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshatif, the Midas Arachim to the Midas Adin. Zer Rosh Ein Ha'ilu Miskayim, Hainu Shiyakim L'Dere Deres, that we should be Jews forever. Gam Im Yu B'Tachlis Ha'Helim V'Yerida. The Baruch Shalom wanted that we should be Jews even when we're going through the darkest periods of our lives. We should remain Jews. We should still have a key, and we should remain. We should remain connected to him. So what did he do? So alzeh shita imay midas arachmim. So in that place of terrible din, in that place of terrible concealment, Hashem introduced the light of kadesh, the light of rachmim, the light of love and of compassion of Avinu, of our Father. Kein goyzvin gzeira latzibur elim kein roiv tzibur yichalim lamed boy. So din, it's a halacha that a decree cannot be passed affecting the entire community if the community cannot possibly live up to that. Uban hagezu, shoshem elokim, Ein Reiv Ha'olam Yachal Amid. In all due respect, using the name purely, the name Elohim, that name Elohim, that's a gzeir, that's a decree that most of the Olam cannot deal with. Maybe there are tzaddikim, the Ovis, the Shvatim, you know, maybe there are tzaddikim that they can live up to the expectations of Elohim. But Reiv HaTzibur, the majority of Jews, the majority of Klal Yisrael cannot have a kiyum with that constant din. We can't manage with the din. Rak b'nei Aliyah v'hem ha'atim, only a few extraordinary people. And that's the meaning of the pasuk. V'yadaber Elohim el Moshe. That b'tchila al machshol b'tchila v'midas ha'din. First it's Elohim. Because the ultimate goal, the ultimate tachlis is that we should be able to experience Hashem every single moment of our lives. That we should be able to live in the light of din. That is the ultimate tachlis. That's why Hashem created the world with the words Bereishis Bara Elokim. That is the ultimate tachlis. That man should be able to do that. So Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe. Hainu Shereishis Ahanhaga Hai Bemida Shem Elokim. It begins, the underlying, the first layer of all reality is the name Elohim, which is Din. But then, we could imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard that, Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown back. Moshe Rabbeinu could manage that. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to live with that. But Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see that for the rest of the people. I'm supposed to give this over. There's supposed to be a redemption. I'm going to give this over. When could there possibly be a geula in the light of that name Elohim? Until each and every Jew is completely worthy? Until each and every Jew lives according to the Midas HaDin? So, Vaidab Elohim Moshe, Ahani Shereish Anhagim, Midas Shem Elohim, Vayayim Elohim, then Hashem immediately told him, Vayayim Elohim, Ani Havaya, I am Yudke Vavke. Sha'ata L'Tzerech HaGeula. Now, meaning what? For the purpose of redemption. So that there can be a redemption. Collectively and individually. I must conduct myself, I must relate to the Jewish people in that way of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, of the Shem Yudke Vavke. That's what it says, I appeared. I related to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the name Kel Shakai, which is a name of a restrictive name, a very powerful name. That's how he appeared to those great tzaddikim. Hashem can appear to great tzaddikim in such a way, and they can handle it. They could grow from that. Ushmi havaya lo nadati lahem. That's what it says at the beginning of our parsha. But the name Yudke Vavke, I didn't make that name known to them. I wasn't known to them in that way. Ushmi havaya lo nadati lahem. The Ovis did not need the Shem Yudke Vavke. The Ovis did not depend upon the revelation of the Midas Harachim, of that Midas of compassion. And therefore the Pasuk goes on. V'gama nishamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael Hashem Mitzrayim ma'avidim aysam. And the Baruch Shalom says, and I also am able to hear, I'm listening, I'm hearing to the outcry of the Jewish people who are being crushed by the slavery. Lachain Hashem says, Lachain Amor Livnei Yisrael, go and tell my children, go and tell the Jewish people, Ani Hashem, I am Yudkei Vavkei, Ani Havaya. Hainu Sha'atam min Hayirida Hazu, that they are going to see now, from this terrible, terrible misery, from this descent into Egypt, from this lowest place imaginable, and lowest time in their lives, that they can rely upon me. I'm going to reveal to them the Shem Yudke Vavke, the Midas Harachmim. And then it says, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vlakachti, the Lashonis of Redemption, Vietatim, which corresponds to the four letters of Hashem's name, the four languages, the four Lashonis of Geula of Redemption, Vietatim, Kani Hashem Elokechem. And now the name Yudke Vavke is placed before the name Elokim. They will know that I am Hashem Elokechem. That before I'm a king, I'm a father. And therefore, I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them by revealing the Midas Harachmim so that ultimately they will be able to have the motivation, the cheshek, the desire, after having that initial help, after feeling my love, they'll be able to work on their lives. In the Midas Adin, to come to the Madrega, who has taken you out from the suffering, from the misery of Mitzrayim. Lemaisa, before we just finish the last paragraph here, Lemaisa, as I told you before, that the Geula from Mitzrayim, the redemption of Egypt, is the Seder of all levels of redemption. And what was revealed in this entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Lemaisa, and I'm saying this not only by way of Torah, I'm saying this by way of Tefillah. You'll understand in a moment what I mean. That Lemaisa, the Tzaras and the Shibud, the suffering, the fact that the Jewish people were tortured, Lemaisa didn't bring us to do tshuva. I'm afraid to say it didn't work. We don't talk that way. But if I wouldn't be afraid, then I would say that. That through the Tzaras and the Shibud and the getting clapped and hacked and thrown into the filth and being killed and beaten, well, Lemaisa didn't bring us to do tshuva. The name Elohim didn't have a kiyum. Lemaisa didn't, we don't see from that reality of suffering, we don't see that there was a great public return to Hashem. We don't see that there was any massive tshuva that resulted from our suffering. Elowat, it's only through the chesedim of Hashem, when He revealed His loving kindness, and it's only when He revealed His miracles, it's only when He revealed the name Yudkei Vavkei, it's only when He began to pour upon us great shefa, great blessing, in Gashmis and Ruchnis, that the Shibud should ended, the slavery ended, there's the promise of Ruchush Godel, you're going to be Gvirim, you're going to be wealthy. Plain and poshut. You could say all the beautiful things what Ruchush Godel means. It means this sparks that were from the Kalim, from the broken, from the Shvius HaKalim. It could mean all the fancy stuff of the world, and I believe in it 100%. But it also means Ruchush Godel. It means you're going to have a decent meal. It means also Ruchush Godel. I mean, it doesn't. It means all those things, but it also means on the level of pastas, lematem yasaret tvachim. In this world, it means to be able to enjoy, to be able to live. That's what it means. It's only when the Baruch Shalom revealed that midah of giving and of loving, of caring, that He was able to bring us to a point of emunah, of believing and trusting Him and loving Him. And that's a famous verse that I once mentioned to you here, that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. There's a Torah that said that the Toldos brought down from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef heard from the Baal Shem himself. To explain Pasuk, Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hefia. We have a difficulty with that Pasuk, because Kel Nekamas Hashem means that Hashem, You are a God of revenge. May You appear. May the God of revenge reveal Himself. Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hefia. Kel is also Chesed. Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. So Baal Shem asked, it should say, Kel Nekamas Elokim Hefia. Kel Nekamas Yudkei Vavkei. Nekama, revenge, is not associated with the name Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is sweet, it's loving, it's compassionate, but it says in Pasuk, Kel Nekamas Havaya. Kel Nekamas Yudkei Vavkei Hashem. Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hefia. So Baal Shem HaKadosh asked, how could that be? The name of Yudkei Vavkei to be associated with what? With revenge? With Nekama? So Baal Shem, the Toldos brings a mashal from the Baal Shem to explain this. So Baal Shem said that there was once a certain Kafri, there was a certain villager, that he did a horrific thing. The king was being escorted through his village. It's a gewaldige covet, a tremendous covet, and this idiot, this villager, he took a rock and he was making crazy. He started throwing it at the king. So you understand, if someone throws a rock at the king, is echados lahamis, he has to be killed. Immediately he was grabbed by soldiers and was being pulled along to be executed. The king said, Hanachloi. The king said, leave him alone and bring him to me. And he's brought to the king, and the king told this little peasant, the king told him that, you know, I need a person like you. You have a lot of merits. You know, you have a lot of kaychas. I want you to work for me in the government. So all of the ministers were shocked by this. They weren't allowed to say a word, of course. And he was appointed, and not only that, he was good, and he was promoted. Right to one level after another. So the Baal Shem says that with each promotion that he received, and the more, as he was drawing closer and closer to the king, the more horrible he felt about having thrown the stone, the more he realized how unbelievable it was that he did such a thing. The more he became familiar with the melech, with the king, the more he understood. And the more tzar, the more anguish he had, until finally he threw himself at the feet of the king and begged for forgiveness, but in a real way. So the Baal Shem says that this is the deeper meaning of Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hafiyah. Rabbi Shalom, you want to take revenge against Jews for doing the things they've done that are wrong. So Adarabba, Umaskin, you want us to really feel bad, you want us to really return to you, so then it's not going to work with a patch. It's not going to work with an execution. What benefit is there to execute us? So what's going to work? You want to take Nakam against us because we did a virus? Adarabba. Use the Shem Yud Kevavke. Kel Nakam is Havaya. Yud Kevavke. Kel Nakam is Sefiyah. Give us a promotion. I could use a couple more dollars from work. Maybe I could use a couple of extra, you know, a little bit more Nachas Mazel with the kinder, with the children. V'chul v'chul. Bonachayim is only Revicha. All the areas of this world. You want to realize, then, Rabbi Shalom, the more you give me, the more I'll be humbled, the more I realize how much you love me, the more I feel your presence in my life. Mimela, then I'm going to understand how could I have ever done that aveira, and then I'm going to really be in pain. But stand to give me a smack, then it's not going to really have a kiyum. The Midas Adin is not going to have a kiyum. It's not going to really, really change me in terms of who I am. But the Midas Arachimim, the Midas HaRachmim can change me. And then, of course, there's the expectation that in the future that I not throw rocks at the king. Obviously. But Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hefiyah. So we see that through Chasadim, and this is what Reb Leibler is saying, and this is why I said this is not just a Torah, it's a Tefillah. And we discussed this in Reb Leibler's Torahs. That the Tefillah here is that the Rebbeinu Shlom should return us to him through Chasadim and through Rachmim. And that's how the redemption, that's how the geula from Mitzrayim took place. And since the redemption, in other words, ve'era elov, ve'idaber elokim ha'ma'isha ve'yomer elov, ani Hashem, that even though initially there was the midas ha'din, just like when Hashem created the world, ve'yishav elokim, the initial revelation was din, but l'ma'isha, that didn't redeem the world. It didn't have a kiyum. The only way that the world would have a kiyum was what? Ve'yomer sa'is yud ke'evavke elokim. So too, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Emor lahem, Emor l'bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem yud kei vavkei. Ani Hashem yud kei vavkei. There's a tefillah that's printed in many of the, in almost all the Svadisha Siddurim, but now already in a lot of the Ashkenazisha Siddurim, there's a tefillah from the Rebbe Reb Melech. It's definitely kedai, if you have a chance once in a while, doesn't have to be davke right away in the morning, but if you have a chance, you should say the tefillah from the Rebbe of Melech Melech. It's in the Art School Siddur. It's in every Art School Siddur. It's in many Siddurim is printed. The Tefillah from the Rebbe of Melech. So there's part of the Tefillah is Shanira Kol Echot Milas Chavereinu. Rebbe Shalom, help us to see the Milas. Help us to see the good points in our friends, in other Jews. Shanira Kol Echot Milas Chavereinu V'loi Chesroinam. And help us to notice only that which is good in other Jews. V'loi Chesroinam. And Rabbi Shalom, not their chesroinus, not their deficiencies, not which is lacking. And then afterwards, what does the Rebbe Melech put into the tefillah? V'shenadrich kol echad es chaveroi v'derech hayoshev haratzu lefanecha, help each and every one of us to guide and direct each and every one of our friends according to your true will. So you hear the say that Rabbi Melech is talking about. Only when you're able to see the good in another Jew, to see his good points, is it possible to be madrichim? Is it possible to be makarvim? Is it possible to redeem him? Only when you see his good points. That's what the Rebbe Melech is saying, is that as a result of shenira kalechem, malas chavereinu v'loi chesroinam, when I'm able to see, and I'm able to reveal the midas harachmim, I'm able to be good to that person. I'm able to be good to that person, to be mashpia toiv to that person, to give and to be caring and loving, So the same way that the Baruch Shalom revealed that by Yitzhak Sassan there couldn't be a key into the Midas Adin. So it had to be, he revealed the Shem Yudke Vavke. So it's only afterwards that the Rebbe Melech says that as a result of that, it's possible we should nadrich kol echad is chaveiro b'derech ha-yoshe v'harotzu lefanecho. And I remembered, Chazde Hashem, I had such a simcha from this. I saw something in the Sefer Tshuas Chayin. You know the Sefer Tshuas Chayin from Rabbi Gedalia Linitzer? The Tshuas Chayin is from one of the earliest Chassidus Sfarim. It's a very chashuv Sefer, which has been out of print for many years. And I remember, I saw this piece years ago when I was still a teenager. And I was looking all over to find the Tshuas Chayin. And I had one of these wonderful days that the Davke, when I was in Brooklyn last week, he told me it was just reprinted, the Tshuas Chayin. So, listen to this, to this sentence from Tshuas Chayin, from one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem. So, Likutim in the back, after the whole Chumash, is a few pieces on Pirkei Avos and on Tanakh. So he says over here, it says at the end, Seif Malachi, it says at the end of Malachi, which is the last Nevuas, the last words that the Baruch Shalom told us to a Navi till Mashiach, till the end of time. The last thing that the Baruch Shalom, the last words that he was telling us was through Malachi. And what did Hashem Yisbarach say to Malachi? Tell the Yidden, Hina Anochi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu Anavi Lifnei Bayayim Hashem Agad Levanayim. Tell them that I'm going to send Eliyahu before that great and awesome day. So he says a gewaldige thing. Mira al pimasha kibalti miraboisai. He said, I received from my teachers, which must mean Ms. Mishamag, must have heard it from the Baal Shem Tov. He says, I received mira al pimasha kibalti miraboisai shebechinis Mashiach. Who's going to be Mashiach? The Tshuas Chayin says, who's going to be Mashiach? What is that bechina? What is that kayach of Mashiach sekeinu? He says, "Shebechinas Mashiach yeh will be shebiyecholtei lilmoid schus al kol Yisrael." The inyan of Mashiach, what is completely new and different about Mashiach Tzidkenu, is that he will be able to uncover the good in every single Jew. He will be able to point out, to explain, to darshan, to see in every single Jew the schus al kol Yisrael vayedei halimud schus, and because through that Limud Schus, because he will be Malamud Schus Mashiach, and every single Jew, with every single Jew, he'll be Mekayim what the Rebbe Melech was davening for, to see Milas Chavereinu, Veloiches Sarana. So that Koyach of Mashiach Tzikainu, Mimele says, Yapil Hirurei Tshuva Bekulam. When Mashiach, when each and every one of us is going to meet Mashiach Tzikainu, and Mashiach is going to be Malamud Schus, and each and every one of us, that's going to awaken within us a desire to return to Hashem. That's going to make us want to be better. Like Rabbi Nachman's famous Torah in Reish Pei Beis, Azamra. Azamra Kavyod, the whole Torah in Reish Pei Beis. That itself, being Malamed Schus, saying a good thing about a Jew, showing the Jew his Milas, being Mashpia to the Jew, and giving him Achtoy V'chesed, he says the result of that will be that there will be thoughts of returning to Hashem that will fall into the heart of every Jew. V'yakulam Tzadikim. All Jews will taka become tzaddikim, he says. All Jews will become tzaddikim. Then he goes on with the thing that I'm not talking about, I do it different times. But everybody will be a tzaddik. So we see that this is the seder of how the Baruch Shalom brings redemption, brings geula. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, which was a place of kapara, which was a place of din. Beis HaMikdash is a place of tshuva and kapara. But you can't have a Beis HaMikdash without the Levium singing. The Shiras HaLevim, the Indian of the Shira, and even the Kahanim who come from the side of Chesed, that the Avoda comes through, it's also that it can't be a key to the Midas HaDin without the Shiras HaLevim, without the Avoda, without the Ahava, the Avoda of the Kahanim. You know that the Apter Rav, I said this before, that the Apter Rav Kiyadua, that Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Heschel, the Apter Rav, the Oiv Yisrael, that the Apter Rav was in the time of he was a Gilgal. He said in the time of Beis HaMikdash he was Kohen Gadol. That's why in the Avod of Yom Kippur in Musaf he used to say Kachayisi Oimer, Kachayisi Meiner. He used to say this is how I used to do it. to Abdera. So there's a very unusual mice of Abderov. That there was a Jew that came to him. There was a Jew that came to him crying, pouring his heart out. He had a whole list of aveiros, and he needed a tikkun, you know. He asked the Rebbe for Yeshua. And he's telling one aveir after the other, and Abderov can't hold himself back. He keeps on laughing. Each aveir is worse than the one before. And each time, the Abderov starts to laugh harder. His mom is crying from laughter. And the Yid couldn't believe it, you know. This is a serious thing. He's looking for tikkun, and Abderov is laughing at him. So then the Yid finishes, and the Yid is crying, and Abderov is laughing, and Abderov says, "I'm really sorry," and the Yid walks out. And I don't know which other tzaddik was there. And the tzaddik asked Abderov, "What was that?" The Yid is telling you his anguish, his aveiros, and you laugh. What's the laughter? Abderov says, "I'm almost patched up again." He said, "You should know that when I was in the Beis HaMikdash, when I was a young kohen, before I became kohen gadol," he says, "many years ago, when I was a young kohen, my job was, I had a problems, and the Yid would come. He would come to buy a carbon, and I was there, and my job was to discuss with him his aveiros." And that he should break, and he should cry, and he should go to do the karban with hachnara, the tshuva. He should be, you know, broken hearted when he brought the karban. So they gave me this job. It was my first day on the job. And this Yid that was here today, in his earlier Gilgal, in his earlier reincarnation, in his earlier life, he came to me, and I was a young man. I was there by the karbanis, by the animals, selling the animals. And he came to me, and he started telling me over these aveiros that he did, and I couldn't stop laughing. So why couldn't I stop laughing? Because I saw that this Yid, all he had to do was to have some, if someone would show him a little kindness, someone would show him a little bit of love, someone would show him a little bit of compassion, if someone would talk to him, it's mamash galachta. All of his aveiros is from nothing, it's marishkeit. So I was fired right away in this day. I was felt kind of a, you know, what kind of a job did I do? I'm supposed to break this guy, and instead, like, I was laughing with him, and I sang with him a little bit, and I was mechazik him, you know. Kitzer. So I got a little bit carried away, and since they pulled me away before I could even really finish being mechazik him, so what happened, you know, they fired me, they pulled me away when they saw what I was doing, so the guy never ended up doing tshuva. So then we both had to come back into this world. So he came to me now, Nachamol, a second time he came to me. He started telling me to Zelba Meisim, you know. He started telling me the same aveiros, and I knew it, and I just didn't know what to do. I so desperately tried to hold back from laughing. I couldn't stop laughing again. You know? And he says, I just couldn't stop laughing. So, that's a difficult maaser, and that's certainly, anybody who's Hasidically challenged would be very upset about that story. And I apologize to any of you out there to begin with, from the very firm people who would be upset about that story. But it's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim, a ma'aseh from Abderov. the story of how to redeem another Jew, to be able to show him, to be able, not that the aveir is an arishkeit, an aveir is an aveir, but if a person doesn't feel, if he only has the midas ha-din, say, yev shal eskayim, he can't have a kiyim, the midas ha-din. So there's a midas ha-rachamim, and there's chasodim, and there's shefa, and there's bracha, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, as you know, is mechadish this in the world in the strongest way. That's why those who don't believe in the Baal Shem Tov, they bechlal can't hear this. And many of them are still killing their talmidim and their children. Because they can't hear this at all. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came, and he says that enough with these magidim who are going around screaming at the Baal Shem Tov's children and yelling. The Baal Shem Tov said, and they told us Yaakov Yosef, that's why the Misnagim burnt it. The Toldos Yankov Yosef goes on and on. Each parashah has something against the Lamdonim and the Magidim, right? The Toldos and the Baal Shem, what was the Baal Shem HaKadosh saying? He said that there was one such a hanhaga. It worked. There are certain people, like the Rebbe Leibel says, there were people that could live by the Midas Adin. There are people with whom that works. But the Baal Shem Tov says that now it no longer works. It's not going to work, the Baal Shem Tov said. It cannot work. The only thing that can work now is only mitoich ahava, with love, and with the midas harachmim, And that's the only way that could be, that you could bring a Jew to that point of Cheiros Oyl of Geula Mamish. So that's how Reb Leibler ends the Torah here. We see that there are three places with the Baruch Shalom in the Torah that he began, he initiated something with that frightening name of Elokim. Right? With the creation of the world, with the beginning of redemption in this parasha, Vayidaber Elokim. Ubematan Torah it says also, Vayidaber Elokim. It's called Advarim Ha'elok. Leimar Anochi Hashem, Hashem Elokech. But when Hashem first came to give the Torah, and anybody who begins keeping Torah and begins learning Torah feels that very strongly, that it began also with the name Elokim, Vayidaber Elokim, when Hashem gave the Torah. And then he said, Anochi Hashem Elokech, Hashem Yukevavki before Elokim. Because first what must be revealed is the tachlis, the goal, the ultimate, the highest madrega, which is name Elokim, which is Din. That's how come creation began with that. The beginning of our people was the name in this parasha of Elokim. And the Kabbalah of Torah, which is the way that our people are going to carry out their tachlis in this world, began with the name Elokim. The Torah is that which will sustain the world. In our parasha, the beginning of redemption. That's always the beginning of redemption. Because you have to have that goal in mind. You have to know the tachlis. You can't fool yourself. You have to be real. You have to have the tachlis. A revelation of Malchus Shemayim, which is where all things begin. But afterwards, immediately, I'm Yudkevavkei. The completion of redemption can only be berachim pshutim. So with a child has to know what's expected of him. A child has to know there's a midas adin. A child can't, it's not hefker the world. A child has to understand. A person has to understand. But to bring to redemption can only be with chasodim pshutim. There has to be the midas adin. Avada, but the ikka is going to be even through the times of difficulty. If the child feels that, senses that the parent's presence, and feels the midas ahava, even when there's an einish, even when there's a punishment, even when the child has to be disciplined, it shouldn't be chalila, pure din, because the Baal Shem Tov said you can't bring the Jewish people back to Hashem anymore. And Shpola Zaydi swore. It's brought down that the Shpola Zaydi swore. You know, it's not like something that speaks, I swear. Shpola Zaydi swore by his beard and payas. He says that if you think that your children are going to come back to you through being beaten and tortured, I swear to you, it's not going to be. Shpola Zaydi said such a lashon. It will only be through chasadim pshutim. Through chasadim. So he says, B'chol mina Yeshua samarumas b'shem havaya HaKadosh. V'hain l'shanimtaku ha'dinim v'nechlelu b'chasadim. To sweeten the din by joining the dinim, by joining the difficulty together with chsadim, with the kindness and the compassion of the Shem Yud Kevavke. V'zehu v'yidaber Elokim. That's why it begins with v'yidaber Elokim. And we feel the weight and the responsibility of Elokim. But the way that we're going to actually bring it into our lives and live that way is only with v'yom ha'elav ani havaya. It's only with the revelation of the name Yukevavke. And that's what the Rebbe Gedalia Lunitzu was saying, that Mashiach Tzekeinu is going to have that koyach. Sof kol sof, Mashiach Tzekeinu is Marach V'Doyin, he's going to judge the world. Mashiach Tzekeinu is a shayfet, he's a judge, he's a melech, he's a king. but how's he going to judge the world? Well, more importantly, how are we going to stand up to the judgment of Mashiach? The Teretz is that when he meets each and every one of us, he's going to be Mlamet Schuz. He's going to say, you know, you need to be judged, my friend. And then you and I are going to start shaking and crying, because it's going to be Elokim. And then he says, but Kaidim, before, let me talk to you a little bit about, and he'll start telling you all the good tzach and all the good things that you've done in your life. And all the times you helped people, and that you tried to do a mitzvah, you made a shtadlus to be a better Jew. And after Mashiach will tell us that, the Shem Yud Kevavke, So Mameila will be Chayza B'tshuva, and then we're going to say, Nu Rebbe, I'm ready for the din. So Mashiach's going to say, what din? Whoever said there's a din. So he said, you told me that I have to be judged. I don't know what you're talking about. Go Gesundheit. That'll be the end of the whole story. There won't be any need for din, because there'll be a tshuva shleima gemura, an umka deliba from the depths of one's heart. When a person realizes how good he can be and how good he has been, but he's simply stuck in Mitzrayim, so when the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is revealed, so Mimela the person wants to be better. And Mimela he'll work on himself to be better. And Mashiach Tzakeinu will give a wink of the eye and say, listen, you have some stuff to work on in a chenami. You have to get to work. And we'll talk later. Go and work on some things. But there's no judgment today. There's Ach Tov V'Chesed for each and every Jew. We should be Zeich Mitzvah Shem. We should be Zeich Mitzvah Shem to raise ourselves, our children, our grandchildren in this way. And that the Baruch Shalom in that schus, that the Baruch Shalom will treat us in that way. If we treat our friends and our loved ones in this way, then certainly it's midah keneged midah, but midah sh'adam moided kach moidenim loy. That in the way that we act, so Hashem is Baruch will act accordingly. So if we act in this way towards others, and we try to be melamed schus on Yidden, we try to see the good in Jews, and in that way to be madrich them, to return them to Hashem, so the Baruch Shalom will be madrich us in such a way, to be melamed schus to Mashiach Tzakeinu, and each and every one of us, we should be zeich to see it with our eyes and to hear it with our ears, begula Hashem, v'amitis, mehem yameinu, amen.